it shows a catastrophic failure at the Mid-Staffordshire hospitals. There are two hospitals at the Trust, and it's clear that what they were doing was neglecting their patients on an almost systematic basis, this is what the report says, in their efforts to hit financial targets, get high star ratings, and most important of all to them, to become a foundation trust, which meant that they would get more money and more freedom from government control. So in this desperation just to hit targets, they were in fact ignoring the people that they were there to serve, the patients.
Can you give us some idea of how bad things were for patients?
Well, this came to light because the Healthcare Commission last year worked out that between 400 and 1,200 more patients died there over 3 years than you would have expected of a hospital of that size and with that sort of population that it had. So we're talking about patients who were dying unnecessarily. And what we heard from relatives during the inquiry was that patients were left in awful conditions. Some of them were left in sheets that were soiled with urine and feces. They were not attended to in accident and emergency. They were parked elsewhere because target hitting meant that they shouldn't be in accident and emergency for too long. We've heard that there were not enough staff. We heard that a lot of patients were falling and damaging themselves because there weren't staff who were keeping an eye on them. And we also heard that patients weren't being fed properly, those elderly patients who weren't able to help themselves.
And some hospital staff did express concerns about this, but they were ignored.
Exactly so. That's one of the tragedies, that there were hospital staff who dared to raise it and tried to do a little bit of whistleblowing. People are still afraid to speak out as loudly as they might. They're afraid of repercussions. One of the recommendations of the report is that there should be far more of a culture of openness within this trust and within others as well, so that people encourage discussion of problems. If you talk about them early on and openly without pointing the finger of blame, then it's more likely that something will happen. So some staff tried to say things, but I think the problems within the trust were so endemic and had been going on for so long that it was very, very hard, even for those senior people who tried to change things, to get anything actually done.
Have steps been taken to ensure that this could not happen again?
I think in Mid-Staffordshire, yes, there have been steps taken. Obviously, reports like this, the Healthcare Commission report before this one, have really concentrated minds and people have thought about what they should be doing. The question is whether other hospital trusts might in fact be not as bad as this, but actually in danger of similarly getting their priorities wrong, focusing on targets, focusing on the figures such as the number of the length of waiting times and things like that, rather than actually looking at their patients and looking at their needs and trying to treat them as best they can. So we don't actually know whether this is happening elsewhere. And for that reason, there will continue to be some inquiries. The Robert Francis QC, who actually undertook this report, is now looking at the foundation hospitals generally to see if other things need to be done.
The Tories have called for a full public inquiry. Is that likely to happen?
I wouldn't have thought so. We've now had two inquiries, and this last one, the independent inquiry by Robert Francis, has actually covered a lot of ground. It's taken an awful lot of witnesses, nearly 1,000 altogether, and it has concluded that the Healthcare Commission report was certainly not exaggerated. You know, so we've got the same picture from both those big inquiries. Albeit they weren't massive public inquiries, they still show us plenty of unpleasant things. And I think it's very unlikely that we'd get a public inquiry as well.